This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was incredible. Just an incredible weekend in sports. We're breaking it all down. Clippers 124, Warriors 119. Warriors are not a playoff team yet. Take care of business tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies, and we'll have all day tomorrow to preview that game. I promise you, we have all day tomorrow to talk Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., all of that. That is going to be tomorrow, I promise. Maybe we'll touch at it towards the end of the show today, but there is so many layers of the game that took place yesterday and how we got to this point. Because again, I don't want this to get lost on people. You were a 10 seed.
You were barely a 10 seed
a couple months ago.
Joe.
So let's have snow real quick. Let's have some perspective of what we're talking about right now. Like, you were a 10 seed.
Yeah, but they also had opportunities
to
be up to, like, I think 3 or 4 is aggressive, but, like, you could have been the 5 or 6 seed.
You did, but having said that, you also had opportunities to be a 10 or 11
seed.
No
doubt.
So being the 7th to me, you know what? Maybe they deserve to be the 7th. And I think they do deserve, because you know what? They stubbed their toes these last couple games at home. And that's what you get, what you deserve in life.
Friday was way more difficult than
you get what you deserve. That's what they deserve, right?
Friday was way more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah.
Against the Blazers. Now, credit the Blazers for playing really, really hard.
Well, they rewarded Chauncey Billups with an extension. They won for Chauncey. They lost for Chauncey, actually.
Anybody who watched that game Friday was like, oh, yeah, Sunday's going to be hard. Right? I mean, am I the only one?
Well, no. Well, that goes back to a couple weeks when they had Steph in New Orleans, and it was the G League Pelicans without any of their stars because Brandon Ingram wasn't there, CJ McCollum wasn't there, Zion wasn't there, and they almost lost to them. So, yeah, that's baked into it. And again, I know no one wants to hear this as an excuse because the players aren't going to use it as an excuse, the coaching staff, and I understand it's not an excuse. But the age is a factor here.
Draymond fell in the first half, and I go, oh, my God.
Oh, the neck?
If he's out, we're in big trouble.
Well, they're cooked.
Old.
Yeah, where's Priest in Palo Alto? 8-8-9-5-7-9-5-7-0.
But here's the thing. I don't want to hear about age against that Clipper team.
Because they're old.
They're old. Exactly.
Well, Kawhi is like 60-year-old knees. And he looked incredible yesterday. Again, 47 minutes.
Did you watch their youngest player?
Yeah, how old is he?
That plays?
Maybe Chris Dunn.
Maybe Chris Dunn. Right.
But Kawhi Leonard, I get 47 minutes. The most minutes he's played in a playoff or regular season game in 6 years. We have to go back to 2019 in double overtime when he played 52 minutes against the Milwaukee Bucks, and they won that game.
Harden had a sneaky play at the end of the third quarter where Dre set a screen, and he was flopping before the screen was even set, and he got it. It's unreal some of the whistles he gets.
Is it the beard knock back too?
But I don't want to knock it, because I thought that Jimmy got a couple of whistles that were questionable, and I thought Steph got a 3-point shot whistle that could have gone either way.
Steph got to the line 9 times, nine for nine.
He got calls. I don't want to make calls. This about like
no.
calls. The only play that I would be like, was the one where Harden was clearly throwing a pass and they gave him 2 free throws.
Well, again, you hate to do this at the end of a game, but nitpicking, you missed 5 threes. You missed 5 threes.
I mean, Pods had the yesterday. And one, and he missed the free throw. I know, but the and one was down the stretch, which was.
And Jimmy missed 3. Peter is in Castro Valley, wants to join in the conversation, 888-957-9570. Biggest takeaway from yesterday's loss. We're talking about it all this morning, all day long, as the Warriors are now a playing team taking on the Grizzlies tomorrow. Peter, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great. Wow, it's a crystal clear connection. You sound amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey guys. So, I agree with this things you guys are saying with the X's and O's, the doubling at the top, the fouls at the end, but in coaching, man, this ain't X's and O's. This was Jimmy's and Joe's. And, you don't bench your third leading scorer in game 82, it doesn't make sense. A guy who can pull the ball off the rim. We're talking about all the things that these guys can do. Well, they had a guy, Jonathan Kuminga, who scored 34 against him last time. Ty Lue was very happy with Steve's decision. I guarantee you that, because Gary Payton was not circled on the scouting report. How are we going to stop this guy? Okay, Jonathan Kuminga is a guy who can drop 30 in a game. I know he hasn't been playing fantastic, but he's a guy you go with. You know, some of these guys make mistakes sometimes. Dre makes mistakes. Steph had 8 turnovers, one of the greatest all-time players, probably the best Warrior we'll ever see. But you always figure out, okay, the good's going to outweigh the bad. The same thing is when you have the best athlete on the floor who, you know, can drop 34 points against this actual team. You don't cut off your ceiling. You need to be able to reach your highest ceiling if you want to win an NBA title. There's no world this Warriors team is not is at their highest ceiling without Jonathan Kuminga playing. He's not just a role player. Sadly, there's obviously some disconnect with this team and Kuminga. Okay, and he's being a great soldier about it, but people forget he's 22 years old and he's seeing all this stuff. He makes a mistake, you know, they get all mad. Other guys make the same mistake, you know, the leash is different. I get that. You know, obviously a guy like Dre or Steph, you're going to give the bigger leash. Pods, I don't know. I don't know if Pods deserves that much bigger leash than Jonathan Kuminga. Whatever. But, I mean, hey, Pods has been great. Moody's been great. All those guys. But to simply not play Jonathan Kuminga is just not sensical. There's something else going on. Like I said, it's sad because I think he's going to be scoring 20 points a game for someone else this year, next year, not the Warriors.
Well, would you at least meet me here? I hear you on the JK, and I'm probably a bigger fan than most when it comes to JK. I think when you're going to play Dre and Butler as many minutes as you are, certain lineups are clunky. Right. JK those two is extremely clunky. GP2 with those guys is extremely clunky.
Steve Kerr said it last week.
Looney in them is clunky. No, but I guess what I'm saying is that there are better offensive rating combinations of other guys that are non-shooters than JK, and they went with those guys.
I didn't think they needed JK yesterday to win that game.
Like, I thought Moody should have been in there instead of GP2. So instead of JK, I thought Moody would have been like subbing offense for defense, and I think Moody gives you close to the same defense and much better offense.
I needed to see more.
Even though his shot's not falling.
Well, that's the thing. I needed to see more offensive aggression from Moses Moody yesterday. And I know it's hard to say that because he's been struggling, but the only way you get out of your struggles is shooting the ball more. Shoot or shoot, man. Like, you got to shoot yourself out of it sometimes. And Moses Moody needs to do that. Just he had 30 minutes yesterday and shot 4 times. That's not enough. Pods had 11. Steph had 20 attempts. Jimmy had 20 attempts, which is great. I want to see more of that from Jimmy Butler. I actually felt like Jimmy could have shot the ball even more. Like, I saw the first possession of the fourth quarter, it was ISO one-on-one. He just back down. But that's there for him all the time. And he could do that. He got the mismatch. Just, I need more of that.
But that's
Jimmy.
Where the spacing, I think, is extremely important, because what happens when it's Draymond and Butler out there is we know they're going to sag off those two, right? They're going to pack the paint. Now you add in Kevon Looney. That's another body that's in the paint. You add in GP2, that's another body in the paint. Kuminga, it's another body in the paint. Like, there are certain guys on this team who are going to be treated as non-shooters. And when you have a sophisticated game plan like the Clippers clearly had yesterday, whether it's Looney, GP2, Kuminga, any of those guys combined with the Draymond and Butler makes it very, very difficult. Now, let me add to that. When you have Buddy Hield out there, who's supposed to be a stretch shooter.
We haven't gotten to Buddy. We need to.
No, when you add Buddy Hield out there and he's supposed to be a stretch shooter, he's got to hit shots. If Quinn Post is going to be out there as a stretch shooter, he's got to hit shots. And both those guys didn't. Moody didn't really take many shots yesterday. He didn't either.
Let's talk about that final possession, basically, for the Warriors to maybe tie the game, and it goes to Buddy. Buckets at the end there. Couldn't get the job done to get the defensive board. And it was all she wrote there.